Warangal Fort, the Kakatiya stronghold. I had a serious disagreement about Warangal with Alok, my cousin. He insisted the place was a one-horse town as he had been there. I believed Wikipedia that listed it as the third largest city in Telangana. Reaching Warangal settled the debate. The town was tiny, but the seat of Kakatiya dynasty houses the Warangal Fort. That made me research more. Either a smart piece of gerrymandering or just plain administrative convenience had the authorities club three cities into one. A closer look at its Wikipedia page revealed the mention of Warangal Tri-City, comprising Kazipet, Hanumkonda and Warangal. Today's Telangana forms just a small part of the Kakatiya kingdom. At its peak, the kingdom stretched from parts of Tamil Nadu in the south to a large portion of Karnataka in the west to the southwestern tip of Odisha in the east, while Andhra and Telangana formed its middle and north. Little wonder, the entire region displays some influence of Kakatiyas in its medieval structures. Innovative bulwark of Warangal Fort. The city has a glorious past. Kakatiyas shifted their capital from Hanumkonda to Warangal in the 13th century. That was when they built Warangal Fort. While the fort had three concentric peripheral walls, the innermost circular wall with a diameter of 1.2 km encloses the bulk of Kakatiya Kingdom's heritage. The times when enemy breached forts using elephants and cannons, this wall was almost impregnable. From its base to its 29 feet high top, long granite beams stacked up in a stepped formation lined this wall. Each beam must weigh between 8 and 10 tons. While this formation provided immense strength, it also gave easy access to the top for the soldiers, giving them an upper hand during a siege or a battle. Water bodies inside the fort precinct were another strategic advantage. The scattered heritage within. Two eras coexist in the circular fort precinct. As a lived-in fort, the northern part houses an entire locality, and the medieval heritage lies scattered in the middle, in Fort's archaeological park. This is where the ancient Swayambhu, or self-manifested Shiva temple, once was. Four imposing Hamsa Torans, or gateways, formed its entrance from four directions, a departure from Gopurams of the South Indian temples. In fact, these torans are like those in Sanchi stoop. All stones scattered in this two-acre park narrate the tales of glory of the Kakatiya period. Shaped and sculpted to perfection, these sculptures range from dancers to lions, gods to elephants, and flowers to religious offerings. In fact, these sculpted pillars, torans, and other friezes rank on par with the stone carving excellence we know India for. As a fort that has seen many a battle and siege, the unscathed artifacts in the archaeological park surprise you. Start drawing up your Warangal itinerary, as I'll share more stunners from the Kakatiya kingdom in the coming weeks. Pin this heritage in stone.